Unit 8. Fluency Work. Page 76. Case Study. Intel in Trouble. Listen to part 1 of the case study about Intel. Part 1.
In 1993, Intel was the world's most valuable brand after Coke and Marlboro. It was quite an achievement considering the invisibility of the product. A tiny microprocessor powering 90% of the world's computers. But in 1994, Thomas Nicely, a relatively unknown American mathematics professor, found a fault with his three Pentium-powered computers. Intel had been so well branded, he knew exactly who to blame. A crisis was about to unfold. At first, Intel denied there was a problem. With Intel inside, you know you've got unparalleled quality, ran the company slogan. And the Intel directors saw no reason to suppose this may not be entirely true. But the bad publicity did not go away, as Nicely decided to share his views on the internet. Once again, thanks to modern technology, a minor complaint quickly became an international incident. When IBM announced it was halting shipment of Intel-powered PCs and developing a microprocessor of its own, things started to get serious. In a major oversight on IBM's part, it had decided to concentrate on developing computer hardware, leaving the software and microchips to Microsoft and Intel. That proved a mistake, as IBM realized too late that it is software capability and processing speed that the customer is really buying, not the grey plastic box they come in. Now IBM had an excuse to switch to its own processor. The technical fault was minor. Intel estimated it might affect the average user once every 27,000 years. IBM countered that with companies running networks of thousands of PCs, problems could occur at any time. They were taking no chances. Andrew Grove, Intel's CEO and author of the aptly named Only the Paranoid Survive, summed up his feelings at the time. We are quite clearly anxious to have this event behind us, but given that this has become a major event in the mass media, involving people who are not accustomed to dealing with sophisticated mathematical terms, quite frankly, we don't know what to do.